Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you for that beautiful welcome. Thank you. Well, I have to say, it's been such a blessing today so far this morning. I'll tell you, the prayers are just powerful, and what God has been speaking and showing has just been amazing. And Pastor, thank you for covering some of my scriptures already. Praise God. Praise God. That's just confirmation, right? That's confirmation. Amen. All right. So today I'm going to be talking about a godly mother through a humble devotion. And when I say a humble devotion, I'm speaking of a woman's, a mother's devotion to God. Okay? And I just want to say how humbled I am and honored to be able to bring this message today. I want to thank my pastors, Pastor Wesley and Vesavia, for encouraging me as I continue to grow to get up here and speak, because I was definitely stretching, stretching me in my comforts. And I also just want to really say thank you to my husband and my children, because it just brings me, I'm just so overjoyed today that I get to be in this role as a mother. You know, this church family, the love that you guys are always giving and showing me, and also allowing me to pour back out into you, is just such a blessing. I'm very excited to share today what the Bible says about godly mothers and her devotion to God. Amen? Amen. Okay. So the role of the mother is highly honored in the Bible, and there are many scriptures that speak the importance of a mother. In the lives of others, one Bible passage that really includes a detailed description of a godly mother is found, of course, in Proverbs 31. This passage offers insight into how a godly wife and mother can conduct herself in her community and in her home. One of the most well-known verses describing a mother's godly attributes is right here in Proverbs 31, 28, and 29. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Amen. I just want to open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Father God, for what you have to convey today, Father God, to these women and mothers, Father God, and mothers to be, and not to be forgotten, the mothers before us, Lord. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you as we meditate on your truth and your instruction on what you have for us today, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. These two verses that I just read right here is a reference on a godly mother who has taught her children from a very young age into their adulthood to fear the Lord, okay? Because when we have a fear of the Lord and his testimonies, it's already a foundation that you are setting, okay? It's such a dream to, as a mother, to have your children serve the Lord and to know God and to know his word and to know his truth. So for that, they would call her blessed. Her husband is satisfied with her conduct towards himself, his household, his business, and their children, that he praises her. He shows himself sensible to her excellence and encourages her in her work by the commendations that he bestows. So this is a beautiful word because where today, yes, we are honoring the mothers, but there is really godly counsel here for fathers and husbands, okay, as they are in partnership with raising godly children. Amen. Godly mothers in the Bible are honored by serving the Lord and conducting the affairs of their homes with grace and diligence. In the book of Proverbs, most of us know it's really the greatest book that can bring wisdom to us all, not just to women, but to us all. King Lemuel was given this oracle responsibility by his mother. She taught him ways of wisdom, where wisdom is personified as a woman. The Bible gives 13 examples of women in the Bible. Gain more wisdom and how to live as grace-filled mothers in our own lives. One of my favorite mothers, which I'm getting ready to talk about here some, is Hannah. A lot of us are familiar with that story of Hannah. I was so blessed by just rereading her story, and that's where I really came with, this title, about a devotion. You know, what an example she set, devoting herself before God. So most of you, as you said, I said, you know the story. She was distraught and in despair because she was unable to bear children. Even though she was deeply loved by her husband, I'm probably not going to pronounce this right, Elkanah. Amen. she still longed for a child of her own. Every time Hannah went to the temple, she poured her heart out to the Lord in supplication. We go through extreme things in our lifetime. And when we just think about the supplication of just running to God, running to him, bringing him your everything, that he is there. He is there for us all. He is there for you. And there is nothing, nothing that he cannot bring us through. Amen. In this life, we're going to go through trials. We're going to go through things. But if we took a moment and sat back, I bet you could probably count many, many accounts of when he pulled us through what we determined to be our desperate situations, our despair. Amen? Amen. So I want to talk about, I want to bring up 1 Samuel 1, 10 to 11. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. See, once again, this beautiful example, she took it to the Lord. She brought it to him. Through her devotion in prayer, God remembered her, and she bore a son named Samuel. Out of gratitude to the Lord, she surrendered Samuel back. How many things happen to us in our life that we can come and take and go before God and surrender to him. A lot of times we don't surrender. We hold on to it. We want to try to figure it out ourselves. We want to try to fix the things ourselves. But God says, bring it to me. Bring it and lay it at my feet. That's his instruction. We have to open our heart and trust. Trust in God. That's where that devotion, that relationship with God comes in. That you trust him so much that you can surrender it all to him. You bring it to him. You ask, you seek. He will give you the instruction on how to get through it. He will give you steps. He will give it to you in dreams. He will just reveal it to you as you lay yourself out before him. He will give you the strategies. But it's his will, not our own doing. Amen? She gave him, and he was raised in a temple, and he became one of the most known prophets in the Bible of all of Israel. I want to go to 1 Samuel 1, 27 to 28. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. And then 28. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. I wanted to share a little bit of my testimony. When I went into labor with my son, Dante, he came very, very prematurely. I became gravely ill, and it wasn't looking so good. I wasn't a follower of Jesus. I always knew there was a God, but I was not following Jesus at that time in my life. But in my desperate moment, where my life wasn't looking like it was going to continue on, and possibly not his as well, I, in that moment of my despair, of my desperateness, turned to God. In that very moment, I didn't have any fear. I was okay, God, take me, but let them have him, and he will be yours, Lord. That was my prayer in that desperate moment. Lord, let this child serve you. Whatever your will for me is, I'm good with. I'm good with God. From that day on, I devoted myself. I gave my devotion unto God. And I start serving him from there. And it was a journey, and it's still a journey. From then until now, and where God has continued to take me. But that's the devotion that as a mother and as a woman that you want to seek. Amen? A piece of God's powerful reign in your life is what he has for you. How powerful is Hannah's story? In the beginning, she prayed to the Lord in supplication by boldly asking for a son. And at the end of her story, she offered a prayer of surrender to God. Hannah willingly surrendered her son back to God out of her love, her reverence, and gratitude to him. We have to have gratitude. We have to have that reverence of God in our life. So, like I said, he became the most influential prophets in all of Israel. We have to be willing to completely trust the Lord with the lives of our children. Are we willing to surrender them to God in prayer? Have you ever asked yourself that? Fully surrender your children to prayer. Because we can't do it. but God can. We as mothers must realize that surrendering our children to God is the best thing for them. When we release control to Him, we can open the door for God to do amazing things in our children's lives. We have to trust that it's in His timing. We all probably have a lot of stories, a lot of us, you know, where, oh yeah, we raised them up in the way to go. They were doing good, but guess what? Oh, nope, I'm gonna figure it out for myself. I'm gonna do my own thing, mom, dad, or, you know, I'm just go out and be in the world. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna do my thing. Most devastating as a mother thing that can go through. But guess what? You have to just give it to God. Just like with our friends, our family, my brothers, they're not saved. They're not living life of the Lord at all. I try to minister. I try to, you know, talk to them. They goes in one ear and out the other. But that's okay, because I still surrender them to God. And I still pray diligently for them. And I just trust it's God's timing. And then guess what? I don't give up. I continue, and I'm using my boldness that God gives me. You know, I used to couldn't hold a conversation with one of my brothers. Now he's actually listening. There's an ear to be like, huh, oh, so, hey, okay, God, you might be starting something here. Amen. Amen. So I wanted to point out some very beautiful characteristics of a godly mother. All right, ladies. She is devoted to her God. She understands that God is her source. Her distinctive virtue is her constant faith. Her prayer life is constant. Devoted to her husband, her relationship, not with her children, but with her husband. By watching you and your husband, the children, they are learning the most fundamental lessons of life. Love, self-sacrifice, integrity, virtue, sin, sympathy, compassion, understanding, and forgiveness. This is what they see as godly parents. Amen? This kind of marriage is devotion, dedication to loving God. Dedication to loving one another. That's the soil where godly mothers grow and flourish. She's devoted to her home. According to God's perfect will and God's goodness, she is devoted to her motherly responsibilities. She has important work to do. Loving, cherishing, instructing, and raising them in the way they should go. Notice how I said in the way they should go, but not will go. We got to remember God's free will. We don't have control over God's will over our children, our lives, or anything. We have to want it. We have to seek it. We have to live it. And we have to just live life for God. Amen. Being faithful to her calling to be a godly mother. Amen. A godly mother leans on God's word. As a godly mother, you are steadfast in your faith and lean on God's words. This equips you with direct. This equips you to direct children to Jesus and his word. In Isaiah 26:3, I know this was already shared, praise God. I was like, okay, Lord, confirmation. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. I think the word trust is literally very easy for us to just say, but until you wholeheartedly, within the deepest parts of your soul, know that you trust him, then you will have that peace. And it's not sometimey. It's not just when you're feeling good about this thing went right or this thing is okay. No, full peace and trust in God is when everything is haywire. And when it is, can you literally just say, okay, Lord, you got this. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. I'm leaning on you. I know your word. I'm trusting you. I'm believing in you. Show me what to do. Tell me what to do, Father. Lead me. Lead me, Lord. I don't have anywhere else I could go. I don't have anything else that I could do in this moment, in this situation, but come to you, Father. Only you can have the outcome. And whatever that outcome is, I trust you, God, that is from you and is what you want. That is the full trust in our relationship with Christ that we have to get to. Amen. So you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. I just had to read that again. So beautiful. You know, every day as mothers is filled with new challenges and new mercies. So know where your help comes from. And always give thanks. We have to give thanks no matter how it's looking. If it even didn't turn out to be what we wanted our way, we have to give thanks. Make sure you go and read Psalm 121, 2-4. Amen. A godly mother speaks truth. As a godly mother, you know your words have power. They have the power to build up, but also tear down. As a godly mother, you choose your words wisely and use them to build others up, especially friends and family. Proverbs 31:26 says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. See, God designed us mothers very strategically. Very strategically, he designed us. He gave us the tools. He equipped us to have the nurturing spirit in us, the loving and the obedience and the discipline, you know, when it is needed, because he knew that we had to carry that into our households. Okay? So when the enemy, which he does, and he wants to, believe me, come and twist your words, as a godly mother, you have to be aware of this. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the words to speak to others. And when we say speak to others in truth, when you truly love your brothers and sisters in Christ and your family, when they are doing anything that literally and harshly is just against God, we have to be bold and we have to speak truth in those situations. Also, we are blessed to be that example. Even when they don't want to listen, even when they don't want to follow, long as you are being that example in Christ and shining your light and being all that God has called you to be, then you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Amen? Can't go wrong with that Holy Spirit. A godly mother knows she needs community. You've heard it said, it takes a village to raise a child. I totally was growing up with that in my family. There is truth in this statement. Moms need community. And as a godly mother, you know the importance of doing life with others. It is in community you find encouragement, prayer, and people who will speak truth. Welcome truth, because those doing life with you have a heart for you and your family. And in my closing, as I think about the Mother's Day, and I am reminded of the incredible life of Hannah, I am humbled, and I pray and hope that all women, mothers, mothers-to-be, spiritual mothers, would be so devoted to the one true God. And in fear of all the Lord, that they would take this banner that has been placed over your heads, that your Lord and Savior has given to you. That's your high calling and your greatest joy. A godly mother, above all else, loves the Lord. You, in Matthew, I didn't put this scripture up to you guys, but Matthew 22:37 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Allow him to rule in your heart." If anyone needs to devote or redevote their life to Christ today, I encourage you to come forward. If your heart is broken, come to the altar and get prayer, where God is the mender of the brokenhearted. Come, let him begin the new healing that is yours to be received. Come and be at the feet of Jesus, and let his presence fill your soul. If this is you, pastors, leaders, pastors, if I can have you guys up here, then come to the front. Almighty God, we come asking right now, Father God, for your complete covering, Father God, for every woman and mother and mothers to be, Father God, that they would be devoted to you, Father God, that they would come to you, Father God, bearing all, come seeking peace, and come resting fully in you and all your goodness and all that you have to carry forward in this life onto their families, onto their children, onto the unknown, the women who don't know people, women who don't know Jesus, Father. Let them have that boldness. Let them bring that motherly nurturing forward, Father God, and share your truth of the gospel. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.